Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Our power rankings. We use NFL.com every Wednesday, try to be uniform in that. Eric Edholm writes it every week. Very, very interesting situation for the Commanders. They have now lost, I mean, they're three games under 500. That has never happened in the Dan Quinn, Adam Peters era. They've lost four in a row. The last three have been absolute blowouts. It's remarkable how bad this thing has gone. So we'll get to the Commanders, and I'll open the phones and let people say where they think they should land. Who do you think the best team in football is?
I love the Chiefs, but they just lost to the Bills. How can I put them in front of the Chiefs?
Can't be the Chiefs.
Then I saw what happened to Detroit. I saw the Colts handled by the Steelers. We'll go with Buffalo.
They have Seattle at one.
They can, but I still go with Buffalo.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at there's no team in the NFL with everybody has at least two losses. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of teams with only two losses, including the Bills. But they got Seattle in the top spot, which is really pretty interesting. I think you can make a case for a lot of teams at one.
Yeah.
I mean, Greenberg.
I mean, you look at the way Seattle has been doing it.
And they just added Rashid Shaheed, too.
They added Shaheed. They got style points with what they're doing. I'm going to try to pull up their little schedule here real quick because, you know, I want to make my points, make sure I got make sense with my points.
What are you looking for?
I'm pulling it up. They lost to the 49ers. They beat the Steelers. They beat the Saints. They beat the Cardinals. They lost to the Buccaneers. They beat the Jaguars. They beat the Texans. And they beat Washington. I think many people will look at the teams that they've won, they've beaten, and say that none of them are barn burners, right? And they lost to the two teams that were considered people that would be contenders in the end. So they're sitting right now at 6-2, right?
Yeah.
And they've beaten the Texans, the Commanders, Jags, Cardinals, Saints, and Steelers. And when they beat the Steelers hadn't been really doing much. I think that's why I would put Buffalo in front of them. I think Buffalo has a better track record, better win rate. The people they've beaten are better teams.
I mean, so they go Seattle, L.A. The Rams are an interesting one because the Rams have been good seemingly against everybody but can't beat the Niners. I think they play the Niners this week. Where is that game? Yeah, they play the Niners in San Fran. So if they can get over that hump, that'd be pretty interesting to kind of see where folks – land with the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at point differential, Seattle's plus 81. The Rams are plus 82. Those are the two best point differentials in the NFC. You probably still have the Colts with the best at 109, but the Colts just got beat down, mm-hmm. which I think has a lot of people.
The Rams beat the Colts.
Right.
But other than the Colts, the Rams haven't really beat nobody either. they lost to all the teams that were that were good.
So they have the they go 1-2-3 is Seahawks, Rams, Colts, Bills. There's your Bills team.
I can't put them in front of the Bills.
The Bills, the only questionable loss for Buffalo, I'd say, is the Pats at home. How serious can you take New England?
Well, yeah, I think you're looking at the Pats and the Bills. That's they see each other a lot.
Right.
I don't – I think when we're looking at teams that play each other often, I don't look at that just as – because, like, the team could be god-awful. Another team could be on fire, and that god-awful team beats them. That happens often.
Division games are crazy.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not going to look at that. But I'm looking at the other teams, and I think I've heard people – saying this earlier, when they didn't want to give teams credit, they were like, "Oh, they look. If you really look at who they beat, you know they haven't really beat nobody." And then you get throttled by the Steelers, and then now all of a sudden they are really gung ho about they want to throw them up there now. After they lose, they go up higher.
They did just trade for Sauce Gardner.
Okay. And you said yesterday that Sauce Gardner hadn't been playing well.
This is, I mean,
so I don't know. If we get the Sauce Gardner that we are the reason he got the name Sauce, we see that.
Sure.
Then I think you might be able to say something. But what the Steelers just did, you don't think other teams? Daniel Jones threw the ball 50 times. He threw one touchdown, three interceptions. Jonathan Taylor had 45 yards rushing, and they lost that football game. So is Daniel Jones the man, or is it Jonathan? If you type Jonathan Taylor. Do you beat you beat that team? So, will they give people a playbook against the Colts now?
They harassed Daniel Jones, had him on his ass.
Yeah, so. He threw it 50 times. Yeah, I mean, he had nice 300 something yards passing, 30 something completions. Still, he couldn't carry him. He threw three interceptions.
He had three interceptions and lost two fumbles.
Okay, so
five, they hadn't been turning it over.
Five turnovers.
Right.
Okay. So what happens is when that running back is not taking all that pressure off of him, he's still Daniel Jones.
Well, it's interesting. Of the top 10 even, there's questions for all of them, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, I buy the Seahawks. Do you buy the Seahawks as a real contender?
I'm buying them now. I mean, I buy them so-so because, I went through the schedule. They haven't beat any great team.
Do you buy the Rams as a real contender?
So-so.
Really? What's your hesitancy with the Rams?
The Rams, to me, they were there last year. They lost. I know they were with the Eagles, but they lost. And the Rams seem to be a strange team. You just said they can't beat the 49ers. So if they lose to the 49ers again and they got to play them in the playoffs, what's going to happen? You going to think they're going to beat them? That's somebody they got to beat. If they want to be what they want to be, they got to beat the 49ers.
For sure.
And the 49ers – beat them without having a lot of players.
So you all right?
Is it a hang up? Sean came just beat his mentor.
Do you buy the Colts?
No, I don't buy. I told you, Daniel Jones gonna wake up eventually. Listen. If I want to go, and you know, and I'm saying this, so you know, you gotta take me for this. If I'm giving Buffalo credit, you might want to go along with this because. I always thought that what's coming, but I think Buffalo, they have been battle tested, and they just went toe to toe and they beat the Chiefs. After we praised the Chiefs, after I overly praised them, they went and beat them. They beat them, okay. Josh seems to be a different quarterback again this year, okay. And I think if his defense could help him out, I think they'll beat the Colts.
Yeah, I mean, AFC to me is still the Bills and the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Like the Ravens are going to try to chase this thing down. I don't know that they get there. That's a steep hole to climb out of.
You know that what's the dude Flash or whatever that they do the little race thing at the baseball stadium?
Yeah, the Braves Stadium.
Yeah, when that lady got out on him, he did not know she was a former track runner. He couldn't catch her, right?
Right.
The Ravens have let the team get too far out. They ain't gonna run them down.
But. The division is what makes that interesting because of, I mean, do you trust the Steelers? You know what I mean?
I wasn't, but – We always say this. Tomlin is always in the playoffs. And Aaron can probably bring a little something to him better than the other quarterbacks they had over the last few years. You know, so
Ravens go to Minnesota this week. And, I mean, the Baltimore's hole was so deep that they're kind of all must wins at this point. Mm-hmm. That's not an easy game going to Minnesota, man.
No, especially with that defense and the way that they play.
Yeah.
You know, we know what Detroit presents on offense.
One team we haven't even –
they handled them.
We haven't even mentioned the Eagles, defending Super Bowl champs, 6-2, just throttled. I think they –
because they do it boring, like.
Well, and they just made a bunch of trades.
So, but and to be honest with you, I forgot them. The Eagles are in there. Because, like, we still can say what we want. Oh, they don't blow people out. They win. I mean, they still win. And like you said, Howie just –
they're coming off a bye. They just –
Howie
added.
Just brought some new people in that now that's a team.
They add a pass rusher. They added two corners last week mm-hmm. in Michael Carter and Jair Alexander.
So that team is very close. And they added extra pieces.
So, like, in these power ranks, you got 32 teams, mm-hmm. 1 to 32, but they have 4, 5, 6 is Bills, Eagles, Chiefs. If you had to pick a Super Bowl winner and you can get 1, 2, 3, and 7 to 32, so you can get 29 teams or you can get those three. To win the
I'll
Super Bowl.
I'll take those three.
Would you?
In a heartbeat. See, this is where I'm at with media today. And even these people that put out these rankings. Just like fans used to get tired of people being there, so they start cheering against them. Anytime they could throw somebody that hadn't been there, they want to do that because it's kind of sexy and it's kind of, you know, it's thought-provoking, argument-provoking. The other teams have the experience. They've done it. And we want to just throw the new person in there. But the one thing you always say, you got to learn how to win, right? So these new people that's just popping up, we automatically assume that they're going to be ready for that chase down the stretch?
No, we don't know, right? And that's what makes it really cool to watch. I give the Rams more of a chance than you do just because, I mean, that coach in the last, I don't know, 5-6 years has gone to 2 Super Bowls and won one. So he's not going to blink. You've got other coaches in situations that have not been in those shoes.
In his first 3 years, he went to 2 of them, didn't he?
No, they went to 1. And then when they won one.
That was like 3 or 4 years later?
Yeah.
2 or 3 years later?
Yeah. I think he went to 1 his second year and then 1 like his 4th or 5th year. I can look that up. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's a guy that's had them in the playoffs consistently. They've won games in the playoffs consistently. Now, he has a winning record in the playoffs. Yeah, so they went to the Super Bowl his second year there, and then they won the Super Bowl his 5th season. And that's a quarterback that's won the Super Bowl, a coach that's won the Super Bowl. So I still buy them. Where are you at on Detroit?
I think Detroit is in a hunt. But I like the quarterback, Jared Goff. But pressure on Jared Goff, he's not the same quarterback. But ultimately – their defense. They're not playing like they were when they had all those guys together a year and a half ago. You know what I mean? And that would be their calling card. Because when they get in those games and they're in track meets and you can get a little pressure on Jared, he folds.
Who do you buy more in the NFC? The Bucks, who have a ton of injuries, coming out of their bye, guys that they thought would be practicing aren't, or the Packers, who just lost to the Panthers.
Can I take none of them? I don't – listen, man.
And the Packers just lost Tucker Kraft, who's been really good for them.
Okay, well, I'm going to take the Bucks then. I just think that The Bucs just crazy enough. They have a quarterback who's just crazy enough, and their mindset is just crazy enough where they can beat anything. I think the Packers thought people were going to just roll over and play dead. And right now they're finding out that people have fight against them. They showed up early very strong, and now they're getting everybody's best. And then losing Kraft, which was probably the top weapon, that's going to be a problem.
In the AFC, pair of 7-2 teams. Who you buying more, the Patriots or the Broncos? Both 7-2.
I think overall better team has to be the Broncos at this point. I like their defense better.
Yeah.
So I would take the Broncos. And the thing about it, if you travel out there to Denver, they're going to get more wins on you out there. Just when they got to travel a long way, they got problems too.
Listen to this stat for Denver. Mm-hmm. Through 9 games, in the first 3 quarters of 9 games, all totaled up, mm-hmm. they're a combined -1 in point differential.
Okay.
In the fourth quarter of all 9 games, mm-hmm. +60.
So in other words, they finished strong.
Certainly.
So, I mean, everybody worry about the starters. I'm worried about how you finish. So, if you got me by 2 or 3 points, what you know now, they're not quitting. They're coming.
100%.
I think that right there is a hell of a stat because we start seeing teams get slower in the second half, in the fourth quarter. They seem to be finding their way at that time, so.
Well, dude, and if they're used to that altitude, I mean, that second half, you might have teams dragging.
And I know there were coaches here that said that it doesn't matter. Well, I played in it. It does matter.
What do you make of the Niners? They're 2-2 over their last 4. They just won on the road against the Giants in fairly convincing fashion. Lost to the Texans the week before that. The Niners are banged up to hell. Yeah. Mac Jones is playing pretty well. Seems like nobody knows what's up with Purdy. What do you make of the Niners?
Well-coached team. They are very talented, even their backups. Like I said, remember I used to always say we got to coach all 53? They coach all of their players. They don't just coach the starters.
Totally.
And their players can hit the ground running. They may not be as good as the ones that they're missing, but they're not that far behind. And they give them a chance. And I think when you look at that football team right there, they are well-coached. And they also play with a lot of damn intensity. They don't. They bring tenacity to the football field. They don't seem to play with the rules of today. They play with the rules of yesterday. They're going to hit you. They're going to block you. They're trying to punk you. They don't care. They don't seem to be just trying to make it to the next game or trying to just get through the game.
Right. You wonder if just they can push through all the injuries. The Niners play the Rams this Sunday. Then it's at Arizona, Carolina.
If they beat the Rams with all them injuries, the Rams will have problems.
Yeah. All right. We haven't gotten to the Commanders yet, and the Commanders are pretty far down this list. The Niners are at 12. If you're looking at the NFC playoff picture, if the playoffs started today and they don't, the Niners would be in as the 6th seed, the Lions as the 7th seed, which is pretty remarkable. Where does Washington land? How far do we have to go? Nobody go anywhere. We'll tell you when we return. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot going on in the universe. We're trying to figure out where the Commanders rank as far as the power ranks go. And listen, man, it's not going to be good.
No.
It's pretty obvious. Linville, I'm trying to call up the call sheet, but it's not in.
Not only are they losing, Jay, they don't have a lot of players in place, so they're going to drop. Like, Neil said he had him at 23. I would suspect they're about right there, to 23 to about 25, 26.
All right, well, let's see where it is. NFL.com, every week we go with their power rankings just to be consistent. Top 10, we know Washington's not going to be in there. Seahawks, Rams, Colts, Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, Bucks, Broncos, Packers. That's your top 10.
Yep.
It is a really interesting year because there is no clear runaway best team, and it's one of those catch-22s where you might need the experience to prove you can get through it.
There you go.
But it's an opportunity for a team to show they are it's an opportunity for a team to break through this year because there's no clear-cut best, I would say. You got to scroll down, man. You got to keep scrolling. Washington beat the Chargers, but the Chargers are ranked 14th because, yeah, you know, they had some issues, but L.A. kind of figured them out and has rebounded. Chargers are 6-3. Ravens are 3-5. They've won two in a row, though, now that Lamar is healthy. They were 1-5. Yeesh. If Baltimore gets a win this week in Minnesota, it's going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
The Bears, who Washington lost to on a ton of overs, Bears at 17. Bears barely hung on to beat the Bengals, but they did. Caleb did enough.
That defense gave up 40-something.
Yeah, dude. You know, the Panthers are 5-4. I mean, you buy the Panthers. I mean, they just went to Green Bay.
I mean, they're 5-4. They're still winning at this point. They seem better than they were last year.
Oh, 100%. Like, 100% better. I like Canales. When they hired him, I think he's the right guy to kind of get Bryce Young into the right mindset. Carolina's defense is playing well, and Rico Dowdle has been really good. I don't know that Carolina – I mean, that division with all the injuries Tampa has, do you think Carolina could crawl into that thing?
I don't know if they're anywhere close to Tampa.
Agreed. Tampa's 6-2. Carolina's 5-4. And I think they still have two games against
them. Do they
got to
play each other?
I'm sure they at least have one game left. They might have two.
I got Carolina scheduled. Boom. They have Tampa on the 21st, and they have Tampa on the 4th. In 3 weeks, they're going to be playing Tampa to close out the season. They have the Saints. Okay, cool. They might get caught by them because they're going to be looking at Tampa. They got the Rams, Saints, Tampa, Seahawks, Tampa. They finished at basically murderous row.
Yeah.
And, well, they have the 49ers before the Rams.
All right.
At the 49ers.
I'll stop burying the lead here. I think Washington belongs somewhere down towards the bottom.
Okay.
Not the bottom, because the bottom is the Jets, the Saints, the Titans. Those teams are terrible.
Okay. There, so that's 29, 30, 31, 32.
Dolphins are worse than them.
Okay, that's 29.
Browns are worse than them.
Okay, 28.
Raiders are worse than them. They beat them heads up.
I said 23 to 26.
Are the Giants worse than them? They beat them heads up.
Yep.
So that's Giants at 26.
Okay.
Are the Bengals worse than them?
They like the Bengals score more points.
But they give up more points.
But they, yeah, okay, so 25.
Bang, 24, Washington Commanders.
23 to 26, I was right. Hey, man, I don't know. And listen, when you look at it, it can't get mad at it. Truth shall set you free. That's what we see.
Yeah, I mean, I'll read what they wrote here. Washington Commanders, this is Eric Edholm. I got a little blowback on DC Radio this summer when I said that I still felt like this was not a complete roster and that a fallback was possible. But I didn't know it would go this way. Not like things were going great before, but the Bears' loss was really the harbinger of terrible developments. As if Sunday night's home blowout wasn't harsh enough, Jaden Daniels' late injury, down 31 points with 8 minutes left, was the cruel knife twist right after he'd re-entered the lineup. Washington's defense was torn to shreds early and only marginally better late, and nothing is truly working as it should. With injuries mounting, this season feels like it's just slipping away painfully.
Yeah.
That's all accurate, man.
Yep. But I don't think he could have even recognized this far of a drop back, because nobody would have imagined this many injuries.
Sure.
So, you know, injuries, when you have injuries, I think that's more than just a drop off. And we were honest, and I thought fair. 9-8, 10-7, that was a drop back. But it still would have been better and been good.
I want to ask the boys in the aquarium, do you think 24th for the Commanders, too high, too low, or just about right? Jeffrey?
Man, Jeff's not here.
I just got Jeff's update. All right, Landfill, what about you? Too high, too low, about right?
It's basically right. I mean, you know, the team's not very good. 24th is not a very good 24th in the league. That's not very good. They're not a very good team.
Honestly, can we call Jeff? Talk to Jeff?
Yeah, sure.
Nah.
That's all right.
Just call him. See if we can get a live update.
Call him and see if we can get him live.
White Brian, seeing the Giants a spot behind the Commanders, does that seem right to you? They did. Washington beat New York, but that was the Russ Wilson-led New York Giants, not the Jackson Dart version.
If the Giants hadn't lost to the Saints, I'd have a problem with it. But you can't lose to the Saints. And they haven't won on the road, even with Dart.
Damn, the Giants haven't won on the road? It sucks, but I think it's right. I mean, if you wanted to move them up, they lost to Dallas. Dallas kicked their ass. Dallas is one slot ahead.
Can't move them up.
Maybe the Cardinals, but the Cardinals look pretty good with Jacoby Brissett at the helm,
yeah.
Honestly. Atlanta's ahead of them. They lost to Atlanta. Minnesota's got a 500 record, plays good defense. That's where they belong, man. Would you have thought that in August?
No. I would have thought that in August, but, I mean, now you have to be truthful to yourself. You see what you see, and then you see the injuries, and you can love them all you want, but you can't say that they – no one should have an argument with that placement. No one.
No.
So, and then we look at Neil at 23, and they have him at 24, so they're right around the same thing.
I got Jeff.
More not great. Hey, Jeff.
How you doing, man?
How I know y'all were going to do this?
First of all, let me ask you a question. If you know we were going to do it, why you answering the damn phone?
Because
are you back in the studio now?
No, he's on the phone.
Yeah, I'm back in the studio now, and I answered my phone since y'all wanted to call me.
Yeah.
Where were you during the show when I asked your opinion on the power ranks? Where were you?
He was on the power stool.
What happens when somebody curse on air? What you got to do?
I don't know.
Drop them?
Dump them.
You couldn't time that up for a commercial break like the rest of us do?
Rest of everybody else does. I mean, just say.
Nah. You know how sometimes when you feel that quake in your stomach, Sometimes it's not air that they got released.
Too much, dog. Too much.
Take it easy, Jeff. Yeah, take it easy.
You can get off. You can get off now.
Y'all did it.
Hey, Lanford.
We did not do it.
There you go, Lanford. Hang up on it. There we go. You know how to do that.
But
the thing about it, he is going to always answer the phone, but then he blame you for calling.
Right.
If I am in that area and I get a phone call, I'm not answering. Point blank.
No.
Hello. And then you hear the echo. You know where you're at that point.
Quan Martin and Tyler Owens are working on the side field.
Okay.
That doesn't mean either of them won't be playing, but it's not great.
It's the first day.
Got another one. Bill Merritt wearing a non-contact jersey. Apparently he had to get dental work done.
I had to go get my wisdom teeth pulled one time. Went back out to practice. You thought I was going to just let somebody come pop me?
No.
Had on a little red jersey.
How old were you when you got your wisdom teeth?
For about 10 plays. Went right back in. I was in second, third year. Maybe. No, Norm was in. By my fourth, fifth year.
I think I was in my mid-20s when I got mine pulled.
Yeah, so I got three of them pulled. Went back to practice. You know? I probably had some of that stuff Jeff had. I lost like 10 pounds in practice.
Did you only have three, or did they not have to pull one of them?
They had to pull one of them.
I only had three for some reason. Maybe I'm less.
We can believe you always short on something. I'm less short on a little bit of brain.
I'm shorter in the evolution process than you are. What I'm not short on is a great garage.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, you've heard me talk about my new garage door from Door Pro America and how much it has helped me and my family. Well, they can do the same for you. Whatever's going on with your garage door, maybe it's just a busted spring or it makes a ton of noise, or if it won't move, whatever it is, go with the pros at Door Pro America. We upgraded at my house, and it's made a huge addition. It's one of the smartest home improvements we've made. It looks sharp, runs smooth, and it's really bumped up the curb appeal of my house. Door Pro America is based locally, and they've been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. They can do anything you need, whether you need a new garage door opener, you need a repair done, some maintenance, or a new installation like I did, hit them up. Give them a call and ask how you can save big on repairs with a Door Pro Advantage membership, including annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Plus, if you call right now, you get $60 off any repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or visit doorproamerica.com. And be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan, broadcasting live. BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia, otherwise known as Commander's Park. The boys are out there practicing right now. You know, you're not going to have Jaden Daniels. We know that much. Questions about Quan Martin, questions about Tyler Owens. No Marshawn Lattimore. We do know Noah Igbinoghene will be back playing. Listen, a lot of fans wanted to see Mikey Samardzija bump back outside and then get Noah Igbinoghene back on the field in the slot. Now you're going to see it, and you're going to see it with Detroit coming to town with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jahmyr Gibbs and Jameson Williams and Jared Goff. I mean, there's a chance it's better. I don't know, but there's always a chance, man. You never know. I am glad Frankie Louvu won his appeal. We haven't had a moment to address that. Dan Quinn talked about it when we had him on the program. You can listen to the program, obviously, on 106.7 The Fan. Check us out on the YouTube stream at the 106.7 The Fan page. Or watch us on Monumental Sports Network. Our guy Joey's been doing a hell of a job. I think the suspension of Louvu was wrong. I'm really glad that they won the appeal. Now, granted, it sucks. Louvu's going to be suspended $100,000. But still, like, at least he's not losing a game check from a monetary standpoint. And Washington is so undermanned, they need their best players. And while Louvu hasn't had his best season, nobody really has. You need Louvu on the field. So it's good news.
I agree with that. It's just like sometimes it kills me, though, Jay, where they fine you and then they try to suspend you, then they try to come back and give you your money, and then all of a sudden it's totally ridiculous. So it pisses me off. Say it like that.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just glad for Frankie that – do you think they're, like, watching Frankie?
Of course. They're definitely going to be watching him now.
Right.
You know, because – they see this, and let's be real, the NFL is all about taking your money back. Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, Landy, before we wrap things up, hand it over to Grant and Danny. We should make some bets. Let's do it.
Gather around.
All right, White Brian. I don't know if I won last night. How did I think my Ohio Bobcats looked pretty good, but I'm guessing.
Yeah, this may be a first, but everybody won last night.
Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I'm 2-0, but B got two wins last night because he's a parlay player.
I didn't do a parlay last night.
Oh, you didn't? So that just makes you 1-1.
I'm 1-1.
I feel like that's the first time ever you didn't do a parlay.
No, I haven't done it sometime.
All right, well, we got Wiz and Caps in action tonight. Can we offer special odds? How about this? If anybody – now, you can veto this, but I think this would be fun. If anybody will take the Wiz and the Caps money lines, not the points or whatever, but the money lines in a parlay, you get 3-1.
I'm good. Give me the Thunder -4.5.
Nah. You trying to set us up? Nah, dog.
It was risk-reward.
Yeah, risk-reward, nothing.
I will take the Caps money line.
You're taking the Caps tonight, Landfill?
That is correct. I'm ready to be hurt again.
Well, dude, here's the thing. As properly pointed out to me by Huey, like, if the Caps win tonight, for all the talk of them being in last place in the Metro, if they win tonight, they're back to second place. Mm. Like, it's so early in the year, you don't want to draw too much conclusions. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
What are you taking, White Brian?
Rutgers -18.5.
Rutgers -18.5. Is that college Rutgers. Hoops?
Yep, hosting Ryder.
Ryder. Lynchburg is playing
OKC
Queens University.
OKC hadn't lost the game yet.
8-0, dog.
Give me OKC -4.5.
Oh, man.
What, Jeff?
I took that bet, too.
Uh-oh.
Hell.
Now B messing me up.
Let me get the trail. Stop joking. I'm taking OKC. And then I'm going to – this game right here scares me a little bit, though.
Which one?
Wemby and Luka.
Ooh, that's a good game. What time is that?
10 o'clock. I'm not going to watch it.
Nope.
But it's
I might watch some of that.
It's only minus 2.5.
Tricky. Look who's letting Vegas talk him into something right now.
No, it's not Vegas. I'm just like, I'm wondering, is anybody hurt? Didn't the little rookie dude, he's not playing right now with the Spurs? 1 minute.
So are you putting that in, B? I know where I'm going.
Where are you going to go?
Maction.
You going to the mat?
I will take the Toledo Rockets, laying a big number tonight, 14.5. Give me Toledo, baby.
Give me the plus 2.5 with the Spurs and Wemby.
B's taking Wemby. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Ben Standick for joining us. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us. Thank you to Shep, Leslie Shepherd, for joining us. Man, we'll see who's playing for this team this week. They could really use a win. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Wiz and Caps on the night if you need something to watch. Live from BigBear.ai Performance Center. Thanks for listening to B. Mitchell Finley. You made it this far. I owe you some Chick-fil-A.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pause.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.